One of the most powerful things that we can do with our time is really being authentically true to who we are, to our expression, to our lives. What is this about? Why are we here? And to be so honest with yourself and with others in each moment that you fall into this place of almost reaching into the unknown, where it's like you just don't know who you are anymore. You're so deeply honest that you're just revealing so much of yourself. You're so expressive of your honesty, of your truth, that there's nothing left of you. You've emptied it out. That you're like just a spaciousness. And this is the most beautiful spiritual experience that I've found in my own personal life, is just to surrender to this emptiness. And it's not an emptiness that is lacking. It's an emptiness that is full. It's an emptiness that has the whole universe in it. Because the universe, I mean, think about it. It's a lot of space out there. There's a lot of emptiness out there. But yet, it's the whole universe. So it's finding that universal fullness inside of you, inside this spaciousness, this emptiness. And it only comes through emptying out, getting rid of the lies, getting rid of all of the information that is in our heads and stopping us from really being relaxed, completely relaxed in this moment, so that we can open, so we can truly open to our spiritual energies, to our spiritual connection. So life has so many dimensions to it, you know, like being human, so many different ways to be human, so many different possibilities of experiencing your humanness and what's beyond your humanness, which is your divinity. So I'm finding this place of absolute sacredness, where every single moment is extremely sacred, and surrendering to that, finding this absolute relaxation into that surrendering process. That's the secret. That's the real juice. And so this honesty that I'm pointing at here is an amazing tool to be radically honest in your relationships, radically honest with yourself. So deeply honest that there's no way that you even would want to even think of hiding anything from anyone. That's too much pain, that's too much burden or baggage for you to carry, to even have an idea inside of you of, I can't share this with this person. So it's beautiful to really allow yourself to be so free that you can share anything. It's so vulnerable. There's a true vulnerability in this sharing, in this openness, in this honesty, which it's not easy at first, for sure, because we're so conditioned, we're so used to, you know, keeping information in and, you know, not sharing everything, for sure, not sharing anything with everybody or everything with anybody. So it's just really allowing yourself to find that place inside of you that this is about you. This is about respecting, loving, cherishing you, and getting down to the real core of you, the truth of you, which is this place of spaciousness, this place where you can totally let go. And you can let this breeze flow through you, this air of energy to move through you, because there is that flowing vibe always moving through us. The super flow, the grace of life is always moving through us. But when we're not honest, when we can't be fully revealing ourselves, then the air can't move, the energy can't flow. You know, we become like this trap door. We want to close things off, and we want to hide, you know? We want to hide. Hide from what? Hide from judgment, hide from others pointing the finger, hiding from pain, hiding from what? What are we really hiding from? What are you hiding from? That's a good question. Really sit with it. And why? What's the point? What's the point of hiding? How's it serving you? How's it making you more empowered, more free, more abundant, more excited about your morning tomorrow morning when you wake up? Hey, I get to hide again? No, that's not fun. You know, think in terms of fun. What's fun? You know, being radically honest is challenging, yet it's really, really fun because you're forced to dive deeper. And, you know, this is a spiritual journey. If it's not a spiritual journey, then it's really boring. It's hard. It's like prison. It's like pounding at the, you know, the concrete with a hammer every day. And if that's how life feels for you, then you're not feeling your spiritual path, your connection to this infinite soul, this infinite being that you are. So to get in touch with that, start being more honest, revealing your truth. Talk about what you can't talk about. Share from that deepest part of you that may be stuck. So that's my little advice for you today. Have fun with it, play with it. Explore, see how it works, see how it doesn't work for you, see where it stops you in your tracks. But have fun, enjoy, take care.